Name, Nasir Alexander Nax Hall. Admission status, denied. I've been at Ellis Station Academy for exactly 24 hours. 24 hours? And I've already washed out. Honestly, I'm not even surprised. I shove a wadded up, still clean pair of boxers into my travel bag, right next to the brand new Academy t-shirt I just bought yesterday. May as well burn it now. Maybe I'll light it on fire and hoist it up the flagpole at command once I'm back on Earth soil. A cluster of guys sprawls across the back wall of the barracks, laughing as they pass their exam scores around. They're either too oblivious to know how loud they are, or they just don't care. But I hear every word of their conversation.
Why'd he even bother unpacking? He thought he was such hot shit in the cockpit, but y'all saw how that went.
My flight papers crumple in my hand and I breathe in slow and deep, barely resisting the urge to put my fist right in the asshole's face. Like I really need a reminder when my brain keeps up a constant lecture on how much of a screw-up I am. Only one other person from my high school made it to the academy, and of course it had to be Tucker Feynman. Somehow this guy, who once got high in a cornfield on laughing gas stolen from his mother's dental practice, is worthy of being an academy pilot. And I'm not. I thought I hated him back home, but apparently his douchery hadn't yet achieved its greatest heights. He waltzed into the exam room this morning with a fake smile and a cheesy handshake, like some kind of wannabe politician. I held my breath through his whole entrance interview, waiting for him to spill all my dirt, tell the examiners every reason they should send me home. He never did. Turns out, I didn't need his help getting kicked out anyway. But if asshats like Tucker are what they're looking for in future colonists, then it's no wonder they decided to pass on the Cowtown failboat. Me. I dump a pile of travel-sized toiletries on top of my packed clothes and tug at the zipper. It resists me, of course, because nothing would make this day better than missing the shuttle back to Earth because I'm too incompetent to even zip my bag. I yank it once, twice, and it closes bit by bit, until finally it breaks altogether. I stare at the bag. The bag stares back. Finally, I pick it up by the shoulder strap and storm out of the room, followed by snickering whispers and a trail of leaking mouthwash. Left turn, then right turn, past staff-only doors and high-voltage area warnings. Eyes up and forward. Don't meet anyone's gaze. Something hot and terrible burns in my chest every time an academy student walks by with squared shoulders and straight back, laughing, the academy logo prominent on their chest and sleeves. I count air vents in the ceiling and breathe. Uniformed instructors and students slowly give way to working officers and plainclothes citizens as I cross from the academy wing into the common area of Ellis Station. Behind me, new students settle in for their training. 6 months for civilians relocating to the colonies, and anywhere from 1 to 4 years for pilots and officers. Ahead of me, people who have completed their training prepare for their one-way trip out into the black, looking forward to their new lives. I get neither option. I get awkward parental silences and overly formal politeness instead. Woo! The terminal for earthbound shuttles isn't far, but my ride is supposed to arrive any minute, so I break into a light jog. My deodorant bounces out of my open bag and clatters to the floor behind me, but I've got no shits left to give for it. Honestly, if I miss this shuttle, I think I'd rather swim back to Earth without a vacuum suit than stay here for a second longer. The bright outline of Earth glows through the viewports like a taunt, casting eerie shadows over the craggy lunar terrain beyond. The silhouettes of the old cargo tunnels, connecting the station to the abandoned first settlement, slice through the light like something out of a nightmare. They seemed massive and beautiful when I arrived yesterday evening. Now they're just ugly.